Hi, my name is Kathy Shaw, and I wanted to tell you about a new service we are trialling in Skye. The service is called Hospital at Home, and we are one of the only three sites in the Highlands chosen to trial this new and innovative way of delivering healthcare. This will be the first time Hospital at Home has been trialled in a remote and rural area. So we are incredibly proud to have been successful in our bid to introduce Hospital at Home to the communities of Skye. Hospital at Home is an acute service and will deliver care and treatment in patients' own homes that would previously have meant admission to a hospital. I should say at this point that not everyone will be able to be cared for in this way. Some patients will still need to stay in hospital for their treatment. Patients will be carefully assessed by their clinical teams to ensure they are suitable to receive treatment at home, and in most cases, these patients will remain under the care of their consultant or doctor, with the Hospital at Home team delivering daily updates and receiving instructions from the patient's team. While the new team is small, it will have close links with other teams, such as the respiratory team, the heart failure team, the hospice, community nursing teams, physio, occupational therapy, pharmacy, local GPs, the rural emergency physicians in Broadford, and the ward team. The Hospital at Home team in Skye will be led by an advanced nurse practitioner who will take the referrals, determine suitability, and in some cases, clinically assess the patients. The advanced nurse practitioner will also manage the team on a daily basis. The senior nurses delivering the care and treatment will be visiting the patients daily, sometimes more than once a day if that's required, and they will keep the patient, family, or carers updated on how things are going. We will also have a full-time office administrator who will take all the initial calls and keep everything and everyone organized. The types of treatment we will be able to offer will be intravenous antibiotics for infections, intravenous drugs, daily bloods and weights for heart failure patients, drug administration, and regular observations for respiratory patients. A careful and in-depth assessment will take place to ensure the safety and suitability of Hospital at Home taking on a patient's care on an individual basis. And at any point during a patient's stay with Hospital at Home, should it be determined that the patient's care would be better or more safely delivered in a hospital, the team will organise for this to happen. While the team will benefit from the extensive experience of an AMP leading the service and making day-to-day decisions for each patient, we will also have a senior doctor attached to the team who will link in daily for support, advice, and liaison between the various clinical teams. This doctor will have a special interest in a hospital at home and will be very much a part of the service. We will be starting slowly. We hope that over the next few months, the number of people we can keep in their own homes while receiving hospital-level care will increase. We hope to take our first patient by the middle of March, with the trial period running until the end of 2023. We will be working 7 days a week from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8:30 at night. After that time, patients will be given a dedicated number to call for any support or advice should they need it. During this period, we will be carefully monitoring the service, providing regular feedback to the NHS Highland Board, the Scottish Government, and Health Improvement Scotland. We will be working closely with the other two teams in Highland who were also successful in their bid to trial Hospital at Home. They are Caithness and Argyll and Bute. We have a dedicated program manager and a steering group specifically set up to guide and support these teams through this trial period. As a team, We are very excited to be chosen to deliver this new service to Sky, and it is our hope that it will not only be a success, but a very positive experience for all those who receive their care through our team.